James chapter 2, verse 19, he challenges us. And he says, you believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. So James is acknowledging that the demons know there is one God and they fear God. And so with that, you know, how is he challenging us today and those who are listening? It's not enough just to say there's a God out there. Although that's true, there's one God, monotheism is true, that's not enough in terms of going to heaven, salvation. That's not enough in terms of, you know, trusting him and really following him and how you live out your life. And so as you consider that fact that, you know, okay, there's one God, the only salvation that we have is through Jesus Christ. Believing there's a God is a great starting point. A lot of people say, well, there's a higher power, there's a God out there. But God has made it so clear in Scripture that you have to put your trust in Jesus Christ. There's no other name given to us under heaven by which we may be saved. So just knowing that there's a higher power of God, that's not enough in terms of the forgiveness of sins. You have to receive the gift, grace, gift, undeserved, that Jesus, as he died on the cross and risen from the dead, he proves he is the Savior of the world. You have to put your trust in him. I know that's not popular in the world today. People want to say, well, you can believe in any God or as many gods as you want, and as long as you're sincere, you're going to be in heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. And so James is pointing out, just to say that there's a God, well, even demons are in that place of knowing that there's one God. But it's a completely different thing to put your trust in Jesus, to follow him, to not just say you believe or intellectual facts, but to really trust him and follow him. And every person makes their own decision. So James is trying to help people who are duped into thinking that we just have to have a general belief that there's a God out there. And James says, no, you really have to put your trust in Jesus and receive his gift of salvation, eternal life, and be in his family forever.